before we take some more questions, and I do want to, you mentioned before the show Iran's allegation that this massive armada that the United States sent in to allegedly try to capture, to retrieve, rescue this downed U.S. pilot may have been a cover operation for an attempt to recover the enriched uranium supply that's buried under all that rubble at Isfahan. After we talked about this, I went online and looked at the map and figured, and you know, the geography. So the rescue operation was conducted close, not far from Isfahan and these other facilities. Whereas the plane went down up about 400 kilometers away. Now, the thing is, the pilot was rescued 2 days after he went down. No human being can walk 400 miles in 2 days. It's not possible. The guy was wounded. The Zagros mountain range is there. So basically, these are peaks of 13,000 feet. It would basically be like the guys from Alive in the Andes, like walking through the Andes, like 400 miles of big-ass mountains.
2 days. Injured.
Yeah. In 2 days, it's like it's just not physically possible.
So, it makes no sense.
So what? Yeah, I mean, but of course, you know, the first truth is the first casualty of war. The Iranians could be lying too. I mean, and you know, they're just speculating. So, what do you think?
I think it's a cover up. I think, for all intents and purposes, there's a major operation, because what they're saying is that one pilot went down, I think it was F-15, and then there was another pilot that went down in like a Warthog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that in order to recover the pilots, because according to Trump, they recovered them without casualties or without anybody being killed.
According to Iran, five Americans were killed.
Right. And what, 16 aircraft or 12 aircraft?
Yeah, they have the Iranians have the pictures.
Yeah, I was showing the pictures earlier today. And so you have this entire area just littered with crafts. And you even have video footage of what seems to be battles and clashes that was taking place to take this stuff down. Now, the Americans are saying, well, we blew our own stuff up, that the helicopters and the equipment either crashed or got stuck.
And they do that, right? Like a helicopter got disabled in the assassination of Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. And they blew it up as they
left. That was one. These are 12.
Right. Yeah, why can't you just fly them away?
Yeah, and that's the rub, right? Iran is effectively saying, we unleashed hell on this area. And Americans are basically saying, well, some of it crashed, some of it we blew up. And they're talking about like hundreds of special forces, all of these heavy equipment. And it's like, wait a minute, you did all of this to get two people.
Yeah, and why would you? I mean, why wouldn't, I mean, like you would be, I mean, you would make the mission so high profile, it would be far less likely to work, right? I mean, you're lighting up Iranian radar. What's the point of that?
And all of the stuff is taking place near Isfahan. So there's now, a belief.
But the other thing is, how would they have, I mean, you know, I'm talking to two professors. I'm hoping we'll come on, one of them will come on the show and talk about the logistical challenges of recovering the enriched uranium from where it may be buried. I don't see, let's just say that it's a cover-up though. It's doomed to failure, right? I mean, let's just say the Iranians invited us to go and recover the depleted uranium and said, we will not shoot at you. I think it would take weeks, if not months, to pull off, to dig up all that rubble, isolate it, and handle it in a way that's not going to, you know, blow up and irradiate all our guys. I mean, it's dangerous material. They couldn't do this in a day or two.
Then what else were they doing? Because
They were trying, or maybe they were checking it out, scoping it out to see for future reference. Like kind of like a spy mission, but why do you need this giant force?
Well, it's that part, right? And then to have that force effectively seemingly fail at the task. And then, I mean, because if they were trying to do something and then they turn around and say, okay, we failed at this. However, we got two people. Okay, for one, we haven't seen any pictures of these
people. Yeah, maybe you did. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, right? it sounds like a cover story over top of something else in whatever the hell they were trying to do.
It does.
So it's kind of like, do you remember that mission in Ukraine where all of those Ukrainian soldiers got killed in some kind of operation into it? What was the name of that mission? They were saying that they were trying to get somebody from the ground, and they kept doing it. Mm-hmm. And Russia kept creating this kind of firebag. It feels like that. Like you guys are trying to do something. You failed at doing it in some kind of incursion or some kind of special operation where you have all of these people associated with it. And in order to cover the fact that you failed, you use this idea of, hey, we rescued these people who were shot down in Iran. Mm-hmm. It's hard to know what's true because, as you point out, Iran has every reason to lie, just like the United States has every reason to lie. But the difference is you have a huge amount of equipment that seems to be burning on the ground in Iran.
So far, the credibility seems to rest more with Team Iran. But
yes,
that can change any second.